Hare Krishna. I would love to welcome all of you and thank you for being so punctually here. Today it's me who is late and all of you are extremely on time. As you know, today is a very important day of our Holy Name retreat here in Vashana. And I would just recommend all of us to come a little bit closer. And it is very traditional that the Mataji sit on one side and the men on another side. It's very important that we keep this sitting order somehow or other, because we are here in a very, let me say, traditional place. Maybe we should have one devotee at the entrance who helps devotees find seats and also notifies them that just up there is a whole gallery where more devotees can sit. Who is a good usherer? They call them usherer. Yeah, Atu Krishna, you started to learn this yesterday, but you have to be very clear in your communications. So you welcome everyone with a happy Gurukul smile, full of purity and enthusiasm, and then you can tell devotees to take their seats. In this hall, we can accommodate at least 4 times the crowd, and then up there. Yes, you can just look around and also have an eye on the monkeys. Before I will explain about the 12-hour kirtan event and give a little introduction, I would like to introduce you to this place. So let us start with offering our pranams. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadharine. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sude Devi Panamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. we are here in the forest called Gevavan. It is one of the forests of Srimati Radhika's kingdom. And it is here where the divine couple have many intimate or close meetings. It's a little hidden, it is an ideal pastime place for the divine couple. The name of this forest is after a sweet. A sweet is a milk sweet with nuts and raisins and saffron, cardamom, anise, and it's very good. Once when Srimati Radharani was visiting her parents in Vashana, she stays for 3 months, actually for 6 months out of a year in Vashana, and 3 months, her visit is always 3 months long. So after this visit, she had to go back to her in-laws in Yavat and felt very sad. So Maharaj Vrishabhanu, in order to satisfy his sweet little daughter, gave her a lot of these geva sweets, of which you have heard the recipes. Just to take along and have a supply and eat later, and also gave sufficient amounts of cloth. So Lord Krishna, who knew that Radha was passing with her sakis through this area, knew that this would be the last chance to meet Radharani in Vashana. And he came over from Nandagram and met this sad procession of gopis led by Srimati Radharani. The gopis were so sad because this is an ideal pastimes place, but they would now go into the prison-like situation in Yavat, and there would be the constant vigilance of a very pagal or crazy Jatila and her equally distorted daughter Kutila, and they would have to stay there for 3 long months before being able to return to Vashana, where the divine couple meets regularly in the caves of the mountains and in everywhere. So there was this feeling of sadness in the procession. All of a sudden, as the gopis come by here, Krishna just appears from behind a tree with his smile and says, "Let us dance together. Come and let us dance." Oh, this is a very good idea. The sakis took their cloth and Krishna started to play on his flute, deftly moving his fingers over the holes and smiling all the while and looking very happily with his eyes left and right, up and down. And everything, what was only a moment ago a sad procession, turned into a jubilant dance arena. And the Lord Krishna and the gopis danced here abundantly. They showed their mudras, they sang songs, there were rhythms, and the how do you say, the ankle bells made runu runu. Runu runu, sounds like runu runu. At the end of the dance, Krishna said, "Let us eat some geva sweets." And he says, but I need to bring them home. If Yatila sees I have a minimal quantity of Geva sweets, she will know that you came and we ate them. No problem, said Krishna. They ate the whole supply of Geva sweets, which are, you know, milk sweet, cooked down, raisins, nuts, anise. You can't believe the taste of this sweet Jai Gopal. It is very nice. So they finished the supply, and when Jatila came, no, when Radha came home with her gopis, Jatila was already waiting to see what is the quantity of Geva sweets which the gopis would bring, and what is the quantity of good clothes which they would bring. And the quantity was very minimal because they had eaten all the Geva sweets here in this sweet forest, this Geva sweet forest, Geva Van. And Jatila was extremely annoyed. The cloth was lying all over here because they were dancing so happily. I mean, they were dressed in their dress, but they had this cloth on top of this, and moving and dancing. And she said, this is a scandal. You must have been robbed on your way from Varshana by a black snake who ate all the sweets and made the cloth useless. This is too much. We are going to report this to King Kamsa. And Radharani went, oh no, it's already starting. I've just set my feet into Yavat, and already these terrible words come from the mouth of my mother-in-law. So Jatila informed Abhimanyu, who came late, see, there are no Geva sweets and no cloth this year. I can't believe it, said Abhimanyu. My good wife Radharani is very chaste. She must have brought this in another way. No, she came empty-handed, and all the gopis were similarly empty-handed, said Jatila. I can't believe it, said Abhimanyu. So they slept, and in the morning Abhimanyu went to the storage room just to double check if it really was empty. And as he opened the door of the storage room, a whole avalanche, the German word for avalanche is lawine. The Croatian word is lavinsky, most probably. A whole avalanche of boxes filled with Geva sweets were just streaming out of the storage and buried Abhimanyu in this. And there were also a sufficient amount of cloths. With this pastime, Lord Krishna showed the one law of bhakti. Maybe there are three laws of bhakti. So one of the three laws of bhakti, that if you give to Krishna and satisfy Krishna, you will never, ever be the loser. Yes, Krishna took all the cloth in the dance, and Krishna finished the supply of Geva sweets, but he returned it in 10 times or 100 times the amount in which he had taken. My dear devotees, I think this could be one of the mottos of our 12-hour kirtan. We will today give a maximum of our attention and time to the holy name. We will not be shy. We will not be hesitant. We will stay as long as we you know, we will stay a long time with the holy name, but a long time means for you, you have to decide, and we will really dive deeply into the offering of the holy name, the Naam, the Naam Yagya. Chanting together with so many devotees for such a long time is a sacrifice, a yagya. In traditional sacrifices, as they are done, and you please all come even closer. There's no need to be shy. We can sit with the knee of our neighbor in our stomach. Because more and more devotees will come, and also we want to host our bridge buses. And maybe there are some saintly monkeys here in the forest who would like to join us in some ways. A yagya. The meaning of a yagya is a sacrifice. In traditional sacrifices, ghee was offered to the yagya kund, which was the mouth, considered to be the mouth of Lord Vishnu. And then at the end of a good yagya, the person who was called by the yagya would appear. In the Brihadbhagavatamrita, we find a description of, please help me, is it Tapoloka or Janaloka? Maybe Janaloka, where the devotees do yagyas and they can see how the Lord Vishnu arises from the flames and takes their offerings. This is the idea of a yagya. You offer something to the Lord, and then the Lord comes and accepts your offering. So this is also true in a Naam yagya. We offer our attention, our full-blooded and full-throated singing, and more than anything, our full-hearted singing to the Lord. It's the name which is like the ghee, and the tongue which is like the ladle. Ladle means like a yagic spoon. And the ear is like the yagyakund. So you bring the holy name with your tongue into the ear, and then it will go there and go to the heart. And as it goes into the heart, some first-class bhava, a bhakti bhava, that is a feeling, a delightful feeling of love and devotion will arise in your heart. Now those who are habitual sleepers, and I know at least three people amongst them, please don't sleep during this time. Be very enthusiastic to pour the holy name as your personal offering, your personal sacrifice into your ear and the ear of everyone else. And then you will see how Bhakti Bhava will flourish in your heart. Actually, no one of us can chant Hare Krishna. It is de facto impossible for anyone here to chant Hare Krishna, because the real name is not a production of the tongue, made out of muscles and flesh. The real name is also not a production of our vocal cords. Matter cannot create God. The real name, who's non-different from Krishna, is always an avatar, that is, a being who descends from a higher level than we are, the spiritual level, and from there comes into our heart. The heart is the meeting place between the jiva and God, and from the heart it moves onto our tongue where it dances. So today what we will do is we will not sing, we will open our heart for Krishna to appear. And once the Lord appears in this wonderful holy place, he will move to our tongue. Of course we will move our instruments, we will flap our tongues. Is it called flaps? No, that is not a good word. Move our tongues. We will stay awake. Of course we will make some effort. But we please know that the real event we are looking forward is the appearance of Nam Prabhu from on our heart to move us. So the Lord will appear to each one of you according to your surrender to the holy name. According to your sacrifice, he will come in like a flame which arises from the heart into your consciousness. And you will know what is the holy name. Forcefully, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the name moves from my heart to the tip of my tongue and continuously dances there in the form of sound. My voice falters in my throat. My body trembles violently and my legs become unable to remain steady. Yeah, this happens when the name makes his appearance. Tears stream from my eyes. Perspiration soaks my body. I think this will happen to everyone. But my hair stand on end. You know, something happens to me which is not under my control. He continues, although making such severe disturbance externally, the name of Krishna showers nectar upon my heart and submerges me in an ocean of praise. And then he describes the phenomena that when the holy name opens like a bud. Do you know what is a bud? A rosebud is like this. When it opens a little, oh, I will be touched by the form of the Lord. I will see his qualities of mercy. Such a sweetness will come, and the sweetness will forcibly transform me. Then the name will take me by the hand and bring me to Vrindavan and show me so many wonderful things. And it will also show me my own eternal form, or as Prabhupada always says, my original constitutional position in relationship to the name. This is when the name is no longer what it is, unfortunately, to us conditioned souls, just some whatever it is. That is when the name shows its true glory upon being pleased by the sincere chanting of the devotees. I wish all of you a wonderful Naam Yajna. I wish that in some ways the sweetness of Krishna may overtake us all in this wonderful forest at the foothill of Vashana. Just 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, no, 4 weeks ago, a good friend of ours who would come regularly to our Govardhan retreat and sing there during the Leela departed from here to the spiritual world. It was Madan Mohan. He's Madan Mohan Bridge Basi. Every day he would sweep here the ground for 6 long hours and pray. And at the end, his prayer was fulfilled. I will tell you about this devotee and his extraordinary departure from this world with the holy name on his lips in the evening. But now we must not delay any longer, but start chanting.